ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir la'in ar-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at the supplications of Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam found in As-Sahifah As-Sajjadiyah. Specifically, we are looking at verse 1 and we are looking at patience. Imam alayhi salam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him more patience. And since we are in the month of Ramadan, it is the month where Allah gets to put my patience to the test. We said previously that there are three types of patience. One, patience on ta'a, obedience, and patience on the forbidden acts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes and hates. When it comes to fasting, not only I am doing obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but during the month of Ramadan, I have to refrain from committing sins. Why? Because during the month of Ramadan, there are sins that in fact breaks my fast. So for example, during normal days, I could commit sins. Yes. And they are haram. Yes. I will be punished for. Yes. But they do not collide with my other ibadat, with my other acts of worship, with my wajibat. So I could commit lying and stealing and whatever during the day. It has nothing to do with my salah. During the month of Ramadan, the muharramat, the forbidden acts themselves, they become problematic for my fasting, which means they break it, and it means not only I committed a sin, but I'm no longer fasting. Let us take a short break, and then we continue right after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifah As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Just before the break, I was saying that during the month of Ramadan, we need to exercise patience when it comes to disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why? Because if I don't exercise patience and sabr, what happens is I will lose my fasting. It will be forfeited. It will be a void. It will be void, canceled, which means I have to repay it again. Not only that, but I have to compensate and pay a fine, as you all know. So during the month of Ramadan, I and you need to refrain from committing haram. So now I'm doing obedience and I am doing refraining and then stopping myself from committing haram. And both of these two require the utmost patience. For example, during normal days, we might lie. We say things, you know. And especially when we lie about Allah and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. I say Allah said, the Prophet said, which in fact they never did. In any other day, I mean, Allah will punish me for that, will be a sin, but it does not harm my other ibadat. If I do it on them in the month of Ramadan while I'm fasting, it will break my fast. If I say Allah said this and Allah wanted us to do this and Allah never did, or I say the Prophet and the Ahl Bayt said such and such and they never did, not only have I committed a sin by ascribing a lie to Allah and the Ahl Bayt, but in fact I have broke my fast. Therefore, to hold and restrain myself from committing these acts, these sins, these vices, I and you need to exercise patience. And during the month of Ramadan, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and has to be like on the top of our list, wishes and prayers to Allah, is to increase our patience in this month. Not only so we can worship Him, but all and also not to be disobedient of Him, especially when it comes to our desires, when it comes to our wants. And mind you, some of these desires are halal desires. Sometimes, you know, when a person is fasting and no longer can come next to his spouse or no longer can do certain things he was used to, it becomes hard. But self-control and patience is required. Stay with us. We'll come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program A Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We are talking about patience and the month of Ramadan, fasting. So up to here, we are saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to exercise patience, to speak when it comes to fasting. So we said, as-sabru ala ta'a, when it comes to obedience, I need to have patience. As-sabru ala al-maharam, when it comes to my desires during the month of Ramadan, I need to have patience. Was-sabru ala al-masa'ib, and calamities and problems and things that will harm me. During the month of Ramadan, we will face a lot of harm. One, hunger, thirst, weakness in our body, and all these things cause us pain. When a person who's through the entire years been consuming food and drinking, and now all of a sudden he has to stop drinking and eating, and especially for those who live in a time zone when it is summer and the day is 17, 16, 18 days, hours long, 18 hours long, a person gets to feel a lot of pain. Trust me, I've been there. I've done that. And that pain, sometimes it forces people, not forces people, but it puts them in a situation where they go and break their fast. They go drink and eat and like, I can't take this. I'm in too much pain, right? I'm not used to it. Not a pain that requires medical attention, but hunger, thirst, which is normal, which a person gets when he doesn't drink and eat. Allah says, I need you to have patience. I need you to have sabr on these pains that you are going through, that the thirst, the hunger, the weakness that you're feeling. I want you to become amongst the sabireen, right? And this is a form of jihad itself. So fasting itself, it manifests patience at its best forms, in terms of obedience, in terms of disobedience, in terms of pain, right? And this is what Siyam gives you anyway. First is ta'ah, is obedience. Second, it's to refrain from committing haram disobedience. And three, it gives you a test when it comes to pain. Perfect time for me and you to exercise all these things. And it's a perfect time for me and you to exercise our patience. If we do it correctly for 30 days, we can continue for the rest of the year until the next month. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سر